KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, K201DA King Cove, KFPS False Pass.
Bela Fleck remembers first hearing Rhapsody in Blue when he was 7 years old, and his uncle took him to see the old 1940s movie called Rhapsody in Blue. Seven-year-old Bela was completely taken with the piece and the story of George Gershwin. From APM, American Public Media, this is Performance Today. I'm Fred Child. Fast forward more than 50 years, Bela Fleck is the great banjo virtuoso on the planet these days. A few years ago, he began noodling around with Rhapsody in Blue just to see if he could play any of it on the banjo. The result is a piece called Rhapsody in Bluegrass. Bela Fleck and friends have it for us later in this hour of PT. Bela Fleck and friends are on the way. Right now, pianist Iseta Kane Mason playing the impromptu number 2 by composer Samuel Coleridge Taylor.
Thank you.
music by a composer who lived in London right at the beginning of the 1900s. That's the Impromptu No. 2 by Samuel Coleridge Taylor, a recording by pianist Isita Kane Mason. From APM, American Public Media, this is Performance Today. I'm Fred Child. Always grateful to have this place where you and I can share music and ideas. Thanks for joining me today. Still to come, the great banjo player Bela Fleck with his new take on Rhapsody in Blue, a piece that pretty much had to be called Rhapsody in Bluegrass. That's on the way. Right now, though, let's drop in on a concert in Lucerne, Switzerland. Violinist Samuel Nebu made his Lucerne Festival debut with a concert entirely of music by black composers, several works by African Americans, and in the case of the piece that we're about to hear, an African-British composer. Samuel Coleridge Taylor wrote this music in London in 1904, his Four African Dances. On stage at St. Luke's Church in Lucerne, Switzerland, Samuel Nebu playing the violin with pianist Charles Abramovic. Thank you. four African dances by composer Samuel Coleridge Taylor. Samuel Nebu played the violin. More about him in just a moment. Charles Abramovic at the piano. A concert they gave in Lucerne, Switzerland during the Lucerne Festival. Samuel Nebu, the violinist we just heard, had a remarkably international childhood. His heritage is Ethiopian Jewish, but he was born in 1993 in Hungary. Then he lived in Beijing for the first few years of his life. At age six, he and his family lived in Brussels, Belgium. Little Samuel spotted a photo of a violin and told his mom he wanted it. She asked him if he even knew what it was, and he said, "No, but I still want it." Perfect six-year-old logic, in my experience. Samuel Nebu wound up getting that thing, and he learned all about the violin. He says, as a kid who sometimes felt very angry, the violin calmed him down, rechanneled his energy. Samuel Nebu released his first solo album while he was still a student at Temple University in 2018. He now has a career taking him to concert halls around the world. Violinist Samuel Nebu. Coming up in just a moment, a musical deal with the devil. You're listening to APM's Performance Today. Here's 12 minutes of musical storytelling. The piece is the Mephisto Waltz No. 1 by Franz Liszt. Here's the story. There's a wedding feast going on in a village inn. The ambitious Dr. Faust passes by. He just happens to be in the process of making a deal with the devil, and he's walking with the devil's right-hand man, Mephistopheles. As they walk by the inn, Mephistopheles feels like the local fiddler playing for the wedding party is way too sleepy. He grabs the fiddle and starts playing this seductive, otherworldly, wildly energetic music. Everybody at the party gets up and dances. A local young woman takes Faust by the hand. They waltz right out of the room, down the road, and into the woods together. The fiddle sounds farther and farther away until all we can hear is the nightingale warbling a love song. See if you can follow along with the story. It's the Mephisto Waltz No. 1 by Franz Liszt. Michelle Kahn at the piano at Spivey Hall in Morrow, Georgia. Thank you. The Mephisto Waltz No. 1 by Franz Liszt. Pianist Michelle Kahn gave that concert at Spivey Hall in Morrow, Georgia. Our broadcast of that performance made possible by the Walter and Emily Spivey Foundation. Michelle Kahn, not just a pianist, also an educator, and she can now call herself a Grammy winner as well. She and soprano Karen Slack won a Grammy earlier this year for their album called Beyond the Years, featuring previously unrecorded songs by 20th century American composer Florence Price. Coming up in just a moment, Rhapsody in Blue with a Side of Grass. You're listening to APM's Performance Today. During the worst of the pandemic 4 or 5 years ago, some musicians found a silver lining. With no concerts, no touring, no recordings, no work really of any kind, some musicians had a lot of time to practice, and some were able to get to work on music they never could have gotten to otherwise. Well, that's the case with the piece that we're about to hear. Banjo virtuoso Bela Fleck is a lifelong fan of Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin, the piece for piano and orchestra. Well, during the pandemic, Bela Fleck had time to sit and noodle around with it, just to see how much of the piano part to Rhapsody in Blue he could play on his banjo. Turns out, with his combination of musical curiosity and dedication and dexterity on the banjo, Bela Fleck was able to play the whole thing. He wound up spending much of last year touring the country with a couple of different versions of the piece, one for solo banjo and orchestra, and the version that we're about to hear. Bela Fleck is playing the banjo with some of his favorite bluegrass collaborators. Michael Cleveland is on the fiddle, Sierra Hull on mandolin, Justin Moses playing the dobro, Mark Schatz on the double bass, and Brian Sutton playing guitar. It's Bela Fleck's new version of George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, which he calls, of course, Rhapsody in Bluegrass. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think there's a fair chance you could guess the name of that new take on George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Bela Fleck played the banjo, and he calls that, drumroll please, Rhapsody in Bluegrass. Bela Fleck on the banjo, Michael Cleveland played the fiddle, Sierra Hall on the mandolin, Brian Sutton played guitar, Justin Moses on the dobro, and Mark Schatz on the double bass. Rhapsody in Bluegrass by Bela Fleck. Bela Fleck, by the way, born and raised in New York City. His parents were real music lovers, and they named him after three 20th century composers. His full name is Bela Anton Lajos Fleck, named after Bela Bartok, Anton Webern, and Lajos Janacek. Bela Fleck, he's currently out on tour with his new project called Beat Trio, that's banjo, harp, and drums, playing tonight in Charlotte, North Carolina. Always a treat to feature American banjo master Bela Fleck here on PT. Broadcast of our show is supported by Made in Cookware, partnering with chefs like Tom Colicchio to bring professional-grade cookware to restaurants and home kitchens. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. Support also comes from Seed. Seed's DSO1 is a 24-strain, 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic engineered to survive digestion, support healthy regularity, and promote whole body health. Learn more at seed.com/public. I'm Fred.
Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.